Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the Kingfisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BGNQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hey KZN, we are back. It's the 26th of May 2022 and we have this week's fishing report, which is looking rather good. And the reason is, due to this past weekend's rough weather conditions, probably our second flood in KZN with all the damages caused, the water has cleared out really quickly, far quicker than what we have expected, and the fishing has definitely been on the up and up. We've got our reporters with the latest news that's been going on the saltwater side as well as our freshwater side, and the reports have come through far greater than I've expected. So let's kick it off, starting off on the south coast, as always, with your areas like Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepston. Guys, we've got some very good reports. Lots of edible fish has been reported, species like your bronze bream, cob, some decent sized stumpies. So it's definitely worth heading out there with medium tackle if edible fish is what you're after. And if you're after the heavier fish, well then definitely carry out some big baits, launch them quite deep, because there has been some good inedible action with some sharks and flatfish species being reported. If you're heading out deep sea, well then you're in for a treat as well. Lots of reports on your keelback coming out. The odd tuna is still on the bite, but more than anything else, it's the bottom fishing. So we've got huge reports. Bottom fishing has been absolutely fantastic down the south coast this past week. And strangely enough, I haven't had too many guys complaining about the taxman, although we do know he is out there. We do know every week we are losing fish to him, but the guys haven't complained this much because the hatches has been coming up fairly full. As for your water conditions, the seas has been rather big. It's still a little bit brownish due to this past weekend's rain, but it has been reported that it's been clearing up fairly well, fairly quickly. And with this weekend's weather, it is looking like a good time to be down the south coast. Now, moving on from the south coast down to Scottsboro, Pennington and Park Rennie. Well, guys, same as last week. Good reports coming out. Water's looking quite good considering the heavy storms that we've had. And there's been some good reports of shad, some nice sized cob coming out, and one or two garrick has been on the bite. So that's been on the very up and up. So very good area to be heading out to this week if you do not want to travel too far. And even closer to Durban is Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, where we've got Gary with this week's fishing report. And this is what Gary had to say.
Good afternoon, it's Gary here at Warner's Kingfisher again. Yeah, we had quite a bit of rain during the week, about 192 mils over a day or so. The rivers have come down, but I'm just looking at Warner's now. The brown is only not too far out, and the Lovo, you know, depending which way the wind is blowing, well, it's north now, so it'll go that brown. The sort of chocolate brown will push south. And I heard of a couple of garrick coming out along the beaches today. A chap came in and told me he got a stumpy last night and a cob around the rocks. So there are some decent fish coming out. And let's see. I'd like a spin in the morning. I'm just, there by me it'll be brown. And with the low tide in the morning, that river will suck out, so it'll really, really be too brown. Carolina, that looked nice. Even yesterday, it looked nice. It would have looked decent there. Nice hole there. You could throw even a whole side in there and maybe get a garrick. But let's see what the week brings. Reports from the Trans Sky. Lots of sharks jumping off Port St. John's, I hear. And further down sort of Brazenhead south, the water's clean and a lot of side activity. So, yeah, the game should be on in the not-too-distant future. But let's see what the week in front of us brings. Thanks, chaps. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Great to have your input. Thank you for telling us about the water and weather conditions and what you expect with the changing winds, as well as touching on what's been going on in Transkei. Now, moving on to Durban, guys, as we know, the beaches are still closed. There's still a fair amount of debris in the water, but that never stopped the anglers from getting out and getting some fish. And this is what Mike V has seen and heard of over the past week off Durban.
How's it, bud? Yeah, there's been not much fishing happening due to the rain and the closed beaches. And there are a couple of guys that have fished. And they've been getting some lovely edibles, spadefish, cob, a couple of bonefish in between. I heard of one or two lanterns as well. But the river's coming down again. The cob will come back. I'm almost sure of it. I saw pictures this morning of a lovely cob on the Toti side. Must have been 10 kilos, I think. There's also been a few grey sharks around, a couple of diamonds, got a couple of pictures from far up north, Sedwana Bayside. Those have got some nice Jenkins rays, a couple of sandies, the bay, a couple of grunters, not too many people fishing in there because of the pollution, the E. coli levels, but the guys that have been have got a couple of grunters. There are a couple of kingies there still, which for this time of year is a bit strange, but they are there still. You will still be getting your perch and things like that if you fish for them nicely. Ski boat-wise, unfortunately, I haven't heard much. Couple snook, a little bit of bottoms, but that's about it. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Great to have your input as always and having your ears on the ground and being in touch with what the guys has been catching all around. So, yeah, good report from Mike talking about a variety of fish coming out on the edible and inedible side. We did manage to get a report of the deep sea fishing. This is from Brad Krubler. And what I like about it also is that the fishing of the ski boat for the half cobs has been really good over the past 2 weeks, but there needs to be something that needs to be noted about fishing for these half cobs. This is what Brad Krubler had to say.
Well, good day, guys. This is Brad here from Linsky. The fishing report for the last week. Well, Monday to Thursday, it was pretty good. We had some nice bottom fishing, some really nice fish coming out, nice rock cod, swilling and soldiers, and some tall soldiers in the very deep. Then the rain came, and that like pretty much destroyed everything for the rest of the couple of days. But during the week, we also managed to get a lot of half cob. Now, everyone seems to have been jumping on the bandwagon and getting the half cob. Guys, please remember, there's a bag limit and a size limit. Half cob, 40 centimeters. You're only allowed to have 5 in your possession and only one over 1.1 meter. So it's 5, 4 small ones and one over 1.1 meter. Guys, keep this in mind. Make sure we keep our stocks alive for the future. Thank you very much, and guys, tuck out.
Thank you so much for that, Brad, and perfectly well put. Guys, as Brad mentioned, we need to keep our stocks for the future. These bag and size limits are there for a reason. We keep on reiterating about it on the show, and that is because we need to fish for our future. We need to keep these stock levels high if we have any chance of our future generations catching the spoils that we have every now and then. Now, moving on to Bolito, we've got Jesse from Kingfisher Bolito Brunch with another fantastic detailed report of what's been going on out there.
Hi there, Vinesh. I hope things are going well your side, and I hope everybody is safe from the floods that we had over the weekend. Unfortunate that there is so much rain coming down and the quantity that is coming down, and over a 1 or 2 day stretch is definitely not enough for the land to absorb the water like it should do, especially after the rains that we had last month where the ground is already quite saturated. So unfortunately, as far as fishing goes, it will be a short-term issue, but long-term, no issue at all as far as I'm concerned. I think that it's very good for the for the ecosystem as far as cleaning things go, flushing things out, widening rivers, opening river mouths. All of that stuff contributes positively to the to the ecosystem as far as fishing is concerned. So heads up to everybody who hasn't been able to fish over the last few days, but the good news is that the weather has improved significantly. There isn't a heck of a lot of rain forecasted going forward, just the dribs and drabs. And then one of the most positive things that we've seen so far is the fact that the water has cleared up so fast compared to last month's rains. I mean, we've had reports of fish coming, you know, 2 days, 3 days after the rains, which is, you know, which is phenomenal. Not like last week where we had to wait at least a week just for the first lines to go in. So further up the north coast and Tugela area, where I thought it would be quite bad, the water seems to be all right. And then a little bit further down, you know, looking Ntsinzini, Matsikulu, the guys also caught a significant amount of cob over the last few days. And the best thing about it is the lights at the end of the tunnel after all of this rain that we've had, the shad have finally come in full force. And it is one of the most exciting times of the year for most people fishing in our area. Shad plays a big part of the fishing community and fishing industry from now through to the end of August is, in my opinion, the best time for them. So we'll see what the weather plays going forward, and we hope that the shad are here to stay now, but definitely something to look forward to. Other than the shad, there haven't been a heck of a lot of other fish around further south, really, of the kind of the I'd say Tinley Manor area. It's just been shad and cob. Saw one stumpy come out, nothing big. I think it was about 1.5 kilos, if memory serves me correctly. And then coming down a little bit further in the Bleater area, the water's been quite nice, but a couple of smaller species, nothing really to write home about there. And not my division, but I did hear that far north in the Zululand area there have been quite a few flatfish coming out, so that's definitely something to plan if you aren't a trip up there, if you haven't succeeded here locally. And then offshore, of course, it is quite dangerous to fish out with all of the debris in the water after these rains, especially taking into consideration how many logs we've seen washed up on shore. There are a heck of a lot of trees and logs still out in the ocean. So if you do launch, make sure you watch out for that. And that is basically all I can report this week. We've had very, very few reports taken into consideration the rains that we've had. So guys, look forward to the new week. We will get a lot more reports this coming week with the weather settling. Good luck.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Fantastic report as always. And thank you for the heads up with the good weather that's coming out and the clear water that's out in your area, as well as the possibilities of getting some of that big shad and cob that's still around. Now, sticking in that area, moving slightly further up, is Mtinzini Banks. And we've got Nick from Mtinzini with this week's fishing report. This is what Nick had to say.
Vanessa, last week before the weather turned, I'm telling you, I think it turned on Friday or Thursday, the guys got some nice size shad, some snappers, finner shark. Obviously, their backers seem to be breeding out of season as far as I'm concerned. If my memory serves me correct, they're normally more towards the back of winter, early spring breeders. I don't know what's going on with them, but they're great fun to catch. On the weekend, obviously, anybody in Casewood and would have had a tough time to catch anything. You see, they're still not settled on Monday, which was yesterday. The colour is very dirty at the moment. It's because the water that's come down from Matsikulu to Gela made its way up there quite quickly. I think the wind helped that, the south wind blowing, so it's very discoloured. Some guys say that it's good for cobs now. They have been catching a lot of cob in the area recently, so this again is early, so maybe this weekend it'll be good. deep sea. Guys went out Thursday, about 3 or 4 boats, and they caught Cooper, Amberjack, and Snook. Our river is really, really dirty at the moment, very muddy. And you can actually see where the little streams that come into the river from, you know, like between the sugar canes. That water coming in, it actually makes a colour line, almost like, you know, deep sea. Then you get a colour line, it's distinct, you know, between river water and this cleaner water coming in. You can actually see the sand particles in the river. The guys have been catching green and what the thing called the candle barracuda. And now and again a little cob, nothing big yet. But the guys, you know, they're not fishing into the evening. I always believe that the best time to catch cob is, you know, when the sun's going down into the darkness with live bait.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Yes, very strange weather patterns we are having indeed. And hopefully your river clears up as soon as possible, as well as quick as the sea could. Although it's looking rather bad, there's still fish out there, some decent species. And for the rest of Mtanzini, some good fishing that's going on. But what about Richards Bay? Well, we've got Ali with this week's latest report. In fact, it came through very late in the evening. And we have the freshest content for you. This is what Ali had to say.
Hi, Vinesh, it's Ali again. So even though Richards Bay had the bad weather on the weekend, some people made an attempt to still go out fishing. On Friday, the reverse current was extremely strong, but the bottoms were still active. I also managed to land a 4.7 kg catfish rockfish. Some other anglers also managed to land a few snook for the day. On Sunday at our estuary, another angler decided to put his rods out even though it was pouring with rain. He caught a salmon that weighed about 6 kg, and in our harbour, everywhere you looked, there were birds, smashes of razorbillies, scats and shads. But there was still no luck for the garricks. Until next time, tight lines everyone.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. I know it's been a busy week for you and you still managed to get through that report to us. And well done on your rockard. Fantastic fish, as well as big up to the angler that braved the rain and still pursued and got that 6 kilo cob. So that's our report for Richards Bay. What's been going on in St. Lucia and Cape Vital? Well, we've got Mr. Jeff Ashwood with this week's fishing report. And this is his latest update.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Bath by Fishing St. Lucia, giving a report on deep sea fishing. St. Lucia is fishing well, lots of snook around, and a few kuta here and there. Vital, on the other hand, is a little more quiet. Last week there were a few kuta around. Apparently today it was pretty quiet, so the guys are hoping with the north wind blowing tomorrow, it'll change at Vital. But yeah, a few also hearing of one or two dories still coming out, but their season's almost done. Till the next fish, guys. Be safe, everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. And guys, yes, I can concur with Jeff that there has been a fair amount of kuta coming out. As I mentioned before, I'm on a few of the WhatsApp groups up in the area, and I have been seeing the charters coming in with some proper bragging rights on that kuta, and they are very nice size as well. So that rounds off our saltwater report for the week. Now moving on to the freshwater, and we've got Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg with this week's fishing report. And Jan is down with COVID, unfortunately, but he still managed to keep his ears on the ground and his fingers on the pulse to bring us this latest news.
Hi there, Jan Karabal here reporting from the Kingfisher and Peter Maritzburg. Excuse the slightly croaky voice and maybe a cough or a sneeze here and there. A small side effect from a little COVID issue. So I mentioned last week that that the weather would put a wee damper on things, and I'm pretty sure it did. We joked about how much rain there was actually going to be falling because the weather kept on changing every single time I looked at it, but jeepers, it sure came. That on top of that, there was also some really good snow at the top of the berg, and yeah, some 75 centimeters of snow, so that should provide some good melt and keep the rivers and stuff flowing for a little while yet. That being said, it has dropped the temperatures a bit, and I think we're looking at a couple of sub-zero temperatures in the Midlands at the moment, so if you're out camping, bring a warm sleeping bag. That being said, who dares wins? And as the adage goes, and there were a couple of intrepid anglers from the Natal Fly Fishers Club who did make it out on the weekend, some total of 3 reports, and one of those fish coming in reported was a solid 50 centimeter 20 inch fish, just shy of 2 kilos, 4.5 mark. That is an excellent fish after a dismal weekend's weather. Apart from that, there were no river anglers who made it out for the weekend, and yeah, I'm not exactly surprised. We've still got about a week at the time of reporting this now of river season before the river closes on the 31st next week, but I dare say it's probably a premature closure of the season with the rain from the weekend. Should you do decide to go out, I would try and head up as high upstream as possible in the hopes of finding some lesser water and clear water. I think the lower sections are pretty much all blown out. Same applies there for the local yellowfish scaly anglers. So before the weather came in, I just started hearing some guys talking about gearing up for the winter yellowfish season. It normally slows down, but there are some very good fish to be had in winter. But yeah, that rain I think has just pumped everything again, and so they're going to be on hold for a little while also. As for the bass fishing, yeah, we reported last week that had also taken a bit of a slowdown, and I've had no reports coming from Midmar. That being said, there were 2 absolute cracking fish landed from Albert Falls last week, and 2 fish of 5.4 kilos each. One that was landed by Alistair Moore's Pit, and the other landed by Clifton Bridge. Those are absolutely cracking fish, boys. 5.4 of Alistair's was a new PB for him, and he also landed his biggest 5 fish bag ever of 19 kilos. Cracking numbers there, lads. This weekend sees a Cast for Cash event being held at Albert Falls Dam, which is hosted by SA Bass Magazine and Major League Fishing. This is an open tournament, so all welcome. For more info on the event, here's a number to contact if you guys are keen. It's 065-849-3264. And we wish all anglers tight lines and looking forward to the reports of next weekend. As you pretty much know by now, Stoke Fontaine season is pretty much done. But there was a very interesting report from David Weaver, one of the guides on the dam, who had this to say about a really tough season, and he puts it down to the fact that there was actually so much water. Basically, too much water for Stoke Fontaine. It's the highest dam level ever in the history of the dam, and David says that the high water has basically changed the dynamics of the dam completely, making it a very, very tough season indeed. Well, we look forward to maybe slightly less water and more sunny days and some good Stoke Fontaine season next year. And then, yeah, before I forget, there was that fly angler that I mentioned that was looking for a 9-weight rod to target barbel last week. Bud, if you're listening to this, please come and let me know. You haven't been in yet to fix a broken rod, so I'm guessing it's going well. So, yeah, come and let us know. I'm tight lines, guys, and pop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Jan, you're an absolute legend. Thank you for coming through with such a detailed report, even though you're down with COVID. And don't worry, you spoke perfectly fine for that. I'm glad to hear about the snow keeping the rivers flowing this past week. That should be going quite well for a while. And as Jan mentioned, yes, pack warm if you are going camping. And then also, once again, yeah, good report from Albert Falls. Well done to Allison on that personal best. And thank you, Jan, for that interesting news about Stoke Dam with those water levels. I know we could trust on you to keep us updated with what's been going on the conditions as we move forward from there. Well, KZN, that brings us to the end of this week's fishing reports. I hope it helps get you onto the right feeding zones. It's certainly looking to be a good weekend to be fishing. The weather conditions are looking good. The water conditions are looking good. And there is fish to be caught out there. So, it has been a payday for most guys, and we've got a little bit of extra cash. Why not go and support your tackle store, get the latest products, get the freshest baits, and go out there and get those rods bending. And with that being said and running off the show, as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.